Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of you in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Tamara Stark. I'm the interviewer and facilitator for today's program, and shortly we will also be joined by Catherine Halpin. And I am so excited to welcome our guest today. Donna Schilder is a master certified coach and does career and business coaching as well as leadership coaching. She started her coaching practice in 2005 and previously had a 10-year career as a business consultant. And we'll talk a little bit more about her process of becoming a coach and what coaching has done for her. And Donna is coming to us today from Long Beach, California, and I'm coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is sponsored by the International Coaching Federation chapter in Phoenix. So if you are with us from Phoenix, we look forward to meeting you at one of our monthly meetings on the second Wednesday of each month. And also wanted to let you know that our topic today is primarily LinkedIn, but also how to create passive revenue streams. And Donna will be sharing her experience and incredible gifts with that. And also one of our own members, Anna Malikian, will be sharing in more detail at our local ICF meeting on how to use LinkedIn to build your coaching practice at our December meeting. If you have more, if you're curious about that or would like more information, you can go on our ICF Phoenix site. So, Donna, I would really like to welcome you today and to also mention to our audience that you are the creator of 6 Weeks to More Success Through LinkedIn, which is a video e-course, and that you also write a blog on LinkedIn, which you can access. And I'm going to give everybody, if you have a pencil, I'm going to give you the site information at https://www.getlinkedinnow.com. So please visit her site, and also Donna will mention throughout the show how you can contact her later if you have any questions. So welcome, Donna, and I'm excited to be with you, and this topic, I think, is so important to coaches about how to use LinkedIn better and other technologies to build your business. And I'd like to also mention that you have had you coach leaders in organizations such as Boeing, United Healthcare, Toyota, Raytheon, St. Jude Medical, Cisco Systems, Harrison, IBM, Kaiser, just to mention a few. And your personal mission is to help people be more successful and healthier. Happier using the quickest, most efficient path possible. So welcome, Donna, and please tell us about your 6 Weeks to More Success Through LinkedIn.
Absolutely. So 6 Weeks to More Success Through LinkedIn is both an e-course and a video course, and it's unusual because of that. So you get the accountability of an e-course with actually having videos that show you step-by-step, screen-by-screen, mouse-click-by-mouse-click, how to use LinkedIn, and also business strategy. And that also makes me a little different than other programs out there, is that I talk about business strategy in addition to how to actually do it. And, of course, having a coach talk about it, you're going to get a coach's perspective on LinkedIn. I want to say that I built this product to start with because I knew that a lot of people out there, like everyone seemed to be on LinkedIn, but a lot of people weren't getting anything out of it. And the reason was because they didn't know how to use it. And I have this, as you had mentioned, a mixture of left and right brain. And so I'm able to see the technical and then help translate it for the more intuitive and creative types. So the 6 week course covers how to build your profile, how to build your network, and there's actually 13 different ways. I know you all think there's one, but there's actually 13 different ways. How to join the right groups that will help you build business, and you can join up to 50 groups, which people don't know. And also how to give and get recommendations, which is a very powerful feature of LinkedIn.
Wow, that's great. Donna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
Because yes, my phone went dead, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing what you were saying.
So tell us
a little bit more about what people will learn as they take the or as they look at your video course.
Well, they will learn how to really build their credibility through their profile, how to be found. A lot of people don't realize that you don't want to just dump your resume onto your LinkedIn presence, but that you want to think about keywords in order to help yourself be found. And so it talks a lot about how to do that, how to pick the right ones, so that the people who you want to find you will find you. And it's just so important. And I'll let you know that I get 1 to 3 clients per month from LinkedIn alone. And I did a lot of work initially, but after that, I only do about 1 hour a month of work on LinkedIn. So it's just about being active enough so that you show up high in searches. And so the 6-week program shows you how to build the profile, how to do every kind of different way of building your network, adding people and inviting people and finding people. And it shows you every step of how to join a group and how to look for groups and how to interact in groups. And then, of course, it gives examples of how to write an invitation, what a bad invitation looks like, which is just letting the auto-filled one go out to your person that you're sending it to. And also examples of how to write a recommendation and how to make it easy for other people to give you recommendations. And I think it's so amazing that with the recommendations feature, it's different than just seeing something written because the person can click on the recommendation and look at who wrote it. And they can look at their full bio and their full work experience so that they can see it's a real person and it's a credible person, and that makes the recommendations on LinkedIn so much more powerful than the regular sort of testimonial that we put up on our websites. And in addition to that, I don't know that people realize that your LinkedIn profile can be found in Google searches, so it gives you another way that people can find you on the internet just by doing a search for a coach. So, you know, they can find
Donna,
your website.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
How does this also interface with Facebook, or how do the two of those work together to also help build your business?
Well, they don't really act together. They're more two separate platforms. And the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook is that LinkedIn is much more professional. Nobody can paste anything onto your profile that you haven't okayed it to go up. There's not a lot of commenting. It's more about putting your bio, your resume up, and then linking with other professionals. And the average person on LinkedIn has an average income of over 6 figures. Facebook is quite different from that. It's a lot younger population, a lot more about social interaction. There is business done on Facebook, but LinkedIn is really the place to be for business.
So if we were to choose essentially where to put our energy and time, putting it into a really good LinkedIn profile would be a lot better.
Yes. People make good money on Facebook, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but the people who have the money to pay for coaching, the people who are in companies that make the buying decision in companies, the HR people, the CEOs, the CFOs, they are on LinkedIn.
Great. Okay. So it's really important for us as we build our businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not that hard.
Okay,
and I
so when you say to somebody like me, when you say to somebody like me or somebody out in our listening land, it's not that hard. Say more about how we would go about, you know, making sure that if we're either on LinkedIn already, making sure that what we have is the most valuable of what we could have, or how we would go about putting ourselves up there in a way where we would get noticed.
Well, let's do this, Tamara. You had graciously volunteered to have your profile be one that we look at. So those of you that are on the GetLinkedIn Now website, that's where you would buy the video product. But I want you also to go ahead and open up LinkedIn itself, and I want you to type in Tamara's name, which is T-A-M-R-A Stark, S-T-A-R-K, and Tamara, I'll let you spell that again in a second. We'll give people a second to get over there, but I'm going to have you, why don't you go ahead and open up a few windows, so you've got one with the GetLinkedIn Now video e-course information, and there's a picture of me up there, and then, like I said, also get up the LinkedIn, get Tamara's LinkedIn up there. And Tamara, could you spell your name again?
T-A-M-R-A and S-T-A-R-K.
Okay. And I'll give you guys one other thing to do. Open another window and put in for my LinkedIn profile. And Tamara, don't feel bad if I point out some differences between my profile and your profile. But
this is great.
Yeah. So my profile is Donna Schilder. It's D-O-N-N-A space S-C-H-I-L-D-E-R. So Donna Schilder. And sometimes if there's more than one, just look for the one that says executive coach. And you should see a blonde woman. And Tamara, there's only one Tamara Stark because of the way her name is spelled. So let me point out on Tamara's LinkedIn profile some things that would help her more easily get found. Right now what you see is that Tamara has a really nice picture. So she did a great job on the picture, which a lot of people don't do. Excellent picture. It stands out. You can really see her face. You can see her eyes through her glasses. You know, the picture fills the space. So that's a really good job. A lot of people make a mistake here, and this is where people get their first impression of you. Then she has President at Ready to Sell, and she has Phoenix, Arizona. Management consulting is her area of expertise. And then she's got her current place as Transformative Leadership Solutions. And then she's got two jobs in experience, but nothing under them. She does not have a summary section. The specialty section is going away, but if you still have a specialty section, you want it to be up there. She does have some skills in her skills and expertise, so that is good, although she can put up to 50 in there as well, so she may want to put more in that. So, Tamara, my suggestions for you would be, first of all, let me ask you this. If someone was looking for you, what would they type in? Would they type in president?
No, probably
or would,
not. You're right.
What would they type in?
Probably leadership coach or executive coach.
Okay, so that's what needs to be in the title.
Okay. Okay, great.
And also I would put management consulting because people hire you for that as well, correct?
Right, they do, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't want to put leadership and executive coaching. You want to put leadership coach, executive coach, management consulting, because it's a keyword, and no one's going to type in executive and leadership coach.
Oh,
they're going to type in one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tip right there. So already Tamara's more likely to be found because I know she's going to go in right away and make that change. And then if you look at your current title, it says leadership in it, but it doesn't really say coach or management consulting.
Yes, you're right, it doesn't.
So again,
and I noticed on yours you have, yes, you have leadership coach, executive coach, leadership coach, career coach. So I could list all of those.
Right, right. And
perfect.
I don't
yeah.
list mentor coach there too because I don't think LinkedIn necessarily is the place where someone's going to look for somebody to mentor them in coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I may try experiment with that, but what I do is I put different ones in and I see how that affects how many times I'm viewed in my profile. And by the way, if you do purchase the program, you will see that your number of views will instantly go up. And a friend of mine, I wanted to mention that my peer coach that I've had for the last 6 years is Suzanne Moosers, and I think some of you may know her because she lives in Scottsdale. And
yeah,
I know
she's a member of our of our coaching chapter. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic, and she is so savvy about internet marketing, and so we kind of trade help on different things, and I help her with LinkedIn. She helps me with online marketing strategies, and then we help each other with building our practices. And I highly recommend that to people, is to have a peer coach. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know, Suzanne wasn't the one that brought me to the call, but she is a wonderful partner in my life. But if you look, the other thing that if you go over and look at my profile is I have my certification right in my name.
Yes.
And that's really important. We are all trying to promote credentialing, and so we need to differentiate ourselves as credentialed coaches, and people will search for MCC, PCC, and ACC, so I would definitely make sure you get that into your name.
Great. Any other advice on the LinkedIn part?
Well, the other thing I would say just on your headline is I've also told you how I help people. So I say, let me help you access your power and influence and resilience. And if you look back at yours, Ready to Sell starts to tell me something, but I think I need a little bit more before I know. I mean, I guess that would attract salespeople.
Right, but you're right. That's not my primary business any longer, so I need to switch this up,
So what would you put in there instead, Tamara?
Oh, good question. I think I might have to breathe into that for a minute. But and actually, while I'm doing that, I want to welcome Catherine Halpin. I know has joined us. Catherine, are you?
Yes.
Can we hear you?
I'm here, and I've been here for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm so happy, Donna, to be here with you and Tamara. Our producer, Dr. Anna Malikan. I'm a huge fan of yours, and we're just so grateful that you're willing to share with our coaching community today, especially something as valuable as LinkedIn and multiple streams of income for coaches. So welcome, and I'm just honored to be here, and I'm so sorry that I was late, but I'm glad that I'm here now.
I'm so glad you're here, Catherine, and it's lovely to be here. Thank you so much. I kind of touched on, I don't know if I did, Tamara, about how I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing here with this program. Did I touch on that?
No, but you're welcome to.
Okay. Well, I just think you guys are amazing. There's a lot of teleseminars, and there's SIGs out there, but I don't see many people interviewing people, and this is a whole different kind of information you get, and I just am so impressed, and I've listened to a few of the calls, and they're just wonderful. So it doesn't surprise me you're getting 3,000 people to come and listen to the calls, and I just think you're doing a valuable thing, and it's going to blow open and be even bigger.
And, you know, speaking of blowing up and being bigger, why don't you tell us your story about how you learned all of this and how you created this?
Okay, great. Well, do you want me to talk about how I got into coaching, or do you want me to talk about LinkedIn and how I got into
LinkedIn? Let's stay with LinkedIn for a moment and how you, because as I understand it, you're pretty much self-taught, so you're really teaching us what you knew, how you've learned. But, yeah, so tell us that story, and then we'll talk a little bit about your coaching background.
Sure. I actually was asked to do a presentation on LinkedIn about 5 years ago for the Professionals in Human Resources Association, and we had the biggest attendance to that event of any event we had ever done, and the room was electric. And I thought, wow, there's something going on here. People are really interested in this. And I had been wanting to move away from doing stand-up public speaking. It's just hard on my body. I've had back injuries and so forth. And I thought, well, gosh, if I make video, I can make video, stand up for a little bit, sit down, stand up, sit down. I don't have to travel somewhere. And so I thought, I'm going to start making videos. And the idea of doing LinkedIn videos came together. And I did read a few books on LinkedIn. There wasn't a lot at that time. excuse me. And so I basically learned how to do it, and then to create the information product, I did it completely myself. And if I can do it, you guys out there can do it. I've definitely always had a left brain, right brain thing going, but I wrote the scripts. I learned how to edit video. I did all the screencasting. I did all the pointing to things on the screen, and all the I put in all the little pop-ups and the music, and did the voiceovers, did the entire thing myself. I wouldn't recommend taking on this big of a project. It took a long time, but I learned a great deal through the process, and I now will be able to make more videos and more information products, as well as continue to improve this product and also promote it. And one thing I wanted to throw out is, before you create an information product, I highly suggest you think about marketing first, because you could create the product and then never market it. You know, it's a lot of work just to create the product. So what I did was I sat down and I wrote a 400-line marketing plan before I ever did one thing on making the videos.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want to invest all that time and then not be able to sell it. So.
That's great. Catherine, do you have some questions, too, for Donna?
Well, I want more tips, Donna. Let's either stay with Tamara's profile, or could we go to my profile in LinkedIn? Would you be open to that?
Sure. Sure. So what?
Or Anna? Actually, we should take Anna's, because Anna is a genius at the social media. And if we took Anna's, you could acknowledge her for the good things that she's already done, and
yes,
give her some. We should all do what Anna's done. So.
Okay. Can you spell her name for the folks out there?
A N A. M-E-L-I-K-I-A-N. Is that correct, Anna? Yes. She's a PhD, BCC-ACC.
And you shouldn't have trouble finding her, because she'll be a one-of-a-kind name as well. So it's A-N-A, and then Malekian, M-E-L-I-K-I-A-N.
Yes.
And by the way, I'd say Anna had done everything before I ever met her, and she was kind enough to do some events with me on LinkedIn. And you can see she's done what I've been talking about. She's put her credential in her name. She has talked about her career, you know, her focus, which is booking yourself solid. She's got the word coach in there, marketing, and
now,
so forth.
One question, Donna, this is Catherine. One question I have from your profile and Anna's that I don't know how to do, you have
presentations.
Well,
is that right?
No, just even under the title, under her name, there's a big black line that I don't have on mine. So
I'm not seeing a black line under it. Are
you
talking
about? Well, not a black line,
but
big bold words. Like I have. I see where that is. So y'all are putting in like a whole paragraph instead
right.
of just a phrase.
Right,
okay.
So that's known as your headline or your tagline,
yes.
And you definitely want that filled in, and you want to put keywords in there like coach and consulting, and you want to talk about what you do there. And I hope Anna won't mind. If I were her, I might not put service providers in there, because I don't know if service providers, if people would search on themselves as a service provider. I think I might find another term that would describe them. Definitely entrepreneur is good. I like that she has certified coach and marketing in there. But you want to have some keywords, and you want to describe what you do. And the reason is, wherever you show up in LinkedIn, this headline and tagline shows up. So that's your first place to grab people. Next, what's showing up is your titles of your jobs. So she's got three here showing, and she's used similar things that talk about what she does in those. And I'll point out for the advanced user, she's got a SlideShare presentation here. And I also have one on mine, and we're kind of in different spots, but if you scroll down on Donna Schilder, you'll see a red presentation in there called Encouraging the Heart. And these are SlideShare presentations, and what you do is you add in the app SlideShare, and the videos tell you how to do that, but basically you just find the app and add it in, and then you can upload a SlideShare, and this really makes you stand out because people can see an experience of what you do. And Anna's also moved her reading list up higher. Personally, I have mine down lower. People don't know that you can move these sections around now. That's a new feature. And I had a blog entry just last week on that. So if you go to the Get LinkedIn Now website and you click on blog, you can read about that. And we do a weekly blog with whatever's currently happening with LinkedIn. So you might want to take a look at that. Anna also, under her specialties section, has added some formatting. You can see those little diamonds. Mm-hmm. And that really makes the information stand out because you have to remember you're reading this on a screen, not on paper. So she's got lots of white space. She has the symbols in there. And those symbols you can get, you can't just type those directly in. You can get them, though, from my website. If you go to Free Tools and then you go to Symbols to use for your LinkedIn profile, you can copy them and paste them into your LinkedIn profile. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you ask another question.
This is great. Well, then let's go back to mine because I'm, according to LinkedIn, I'm 90% complete with my profile, but I think it's woefully inadequate.
Catherine, can you spell your name for everyone?
So yes. Okay. A couple of funny spellings. Catherine, I spell K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. Halpin is H-A-L-P-I-N.
Okay. And again, you've got a beautiful picture here. Your picture fills the screen, which is fabulous. I almost want it to be in color, but what's nice about the black and white is it's different than everyone else, so it does make you stand out. But it's an absolutely genuine, authentic-looking picture, so great job with that.
Thanks.
Team Alliance.
I have colored photos. I'm not quite sure why it's black and white, so I could change that out if you think it should be in color.
I just think it would make you look warmer and brighter.
Okay, good. That's what I want to know. Thanks.
Yeah, but definitely that same authentic smile, filling the screen, not having any distraction in the background, no books or, a picture of you in Hawaii or anything like that.
Right.
I've even seen people with bikinis on in their pictures on LinkedIn, so please don't do that.
You wouldn't want to see me with one on.
Right. Or me either. Wouldn't be attractive.
But what I would say is, and you did put your credential in, which is fabulous, but what I'd say is that I'm not sure people would type in team alignment to find you.
Yes.
They might type in team building.
Okay.
So I would, if you want to stay in that range, I would type it, I would make it team building expert. You have a lot more that you can put in there than just those letters that you have. And by the way, on my website, under Free Tools, there is a list of how many characters you have in each field. And that's really helpful to know because this is real estate that's your real estate and you want to maximize it.
Right.
So you want to get a lot of keywords in there. I didn't talk about summary on Tamara's because she didn't have her summary in here. What I would say is to make sure you have more keywords in there about executive coach, leadership coach, team building, meeting facilitation, those kinds of words that people might search on. On my website, the number one thing that I get found for is assertiveness, believe it or not. So, those kinds of keywords where someone's looking for a solution to their problem can be really helpful. And what you want to do is put yourself in the shoes of the person who would be looking for you and say, what would they type in? But let me read this. Catherine, in transparency, I love that, but I think you need to explain it a little bit more, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, and then use some of the formatting techniques that Anna used with putting spaces between lines. This is about as long a paragraph as you'd want to have. I love that you have follow you on Twitter, but I would want that on a separate line so that it shows up more.
Okay, good.
And I would put definitely a lot more experience on here. One thing that you need to know, too, is that if you put the companies that you worked in the past, people are more likely to find you that you worked with. And those are the people that know how good you are. So you definitely, and sometimes people will hire you just because you know, sometimes people will hire me because they know I worked at Boeing or they know that I worked at United Healthcare. So having those in there and then also saying what you did, even if it does not connect to what you're doing now as coaching, it does show expertise.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And can I also remind the listeners, if you have a call for Donna, please reach us at 424-243-9638. Again, that's 424-243-9638. So, Donna, this is really great. Is there any other comments that you want to make on Catherine's profile or your own that...
Well, I just want to say, definitely get more information in there, get more keywords in there. Now the skills and expertise area is the place that's going to drive, as far as what people know. I mean, LinkedIn's very secretive about his search algorithm, but, the search algorithm is the computations that they use to deliver responses to a search. But I know that they're developing this skills and expertise section as a way to more easily drive the search engine. So you want to put as many of those in as you can, and you want to use exactly what's in there. You don't want to create your own word in the skills and expertise area. And then you can see she's got endorsements, which is the new feature in LinkedIn that has just been launched within the last couple of weeks or maybe a month. So, endorse away. I really like that she's in a lot of groups. Groups are where you get found. They're where you get found by recruiters. They're where you get found by people who are looking for services. And you can see that she's joined the right kind of groups for the people that she wants to be in front of. She's in CEO groups and CFO groups and so forth. So she's done a really great job with that. And I talk more in the videos on how to do that, physically how to do that and how to choose the right ones and what the different kinds are, by the way. There's about 6 different kinds of groups out there as well.
Great. Thanks. That's so helpful, Don. I'm so grateful and appreciative.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Donna, share with us. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Catherine.
No, you go ahead. I'm a guest today.
Okay. Well, we're delighted that you're with us today, so thank you. Donna, share with us your pathway to becoming a coach.
Oh, absolutely. I was always interested in counseling and career counseling and had a few fits and starts in getting into that. Started to become a teacher and didn't end up staying in it long enough to become a counselor. People always told me I should be a therapist, but it seemed to focus on negative, and I wanted to focus on positive. And I shared with Catherine that when I was 12 years old, I took EST, which was Werner Erhard's Erhard Seminar Training, which was the precursor to Landmark. And that was in 1973, so I'm a quite unusual person. And I think that set me on a journey to always grow personally and to always help others grow. Mm-hmm. And at a young age, I was exposed to people who helped other people become better and happier. And so later I heard about, I became a total quality person, and I was an internal consultant and then an external consultant for many years doing training and process improvement and team building, and got asked quite often to do 360-degree assessments and remedial coaching. And then my husband was doing his MBA at Laverne University, and he had a professor who was Vance Caesar. And Vance was the person that was the co-founder of the Professionals in Coaching and Mentoring Association out here in California. And it was the premier group out here for coaching. And Vance talked in the class about that you should have a personal board and that you should have a life coach and a business coach and an accountant and so forth. And I was fascinated. And then Vance and Carol Ann Caesar, his wife, with him, offered a course in coaching and mentoring at Cal State Long Beach. And I took that, and that's when I launched my coaching practice, and I decided to go to Coach U. And so I did the Coach U, and I actually just jumped into it. It was my calling. I actually had 20 careers before I became a coach, so I was very lost. All the way from work, all the way from working in television to standing on the maintenance line for the B-2 bomber. So on my website, donnashoulder.com, you can go into the about and hear my crazy life story. But it just was, it matched me perfectly. And I'm just so happy to have found it.
That's such a wonderful story.
And I know, too, Donna, that you, you're now an MCC coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you... would you share with us a little bit about your journey to get the certification?
Absolutely. I did the portfolio approach using some advances courses and part of the Coach U program so that I could get my PCC. I skipped ACC, went straight to PCC because I'd already been doing coaching through 360-degree assessments and remedial coaching and coaching trainers and coaching supervisors. And so I did the week-long in-person core, what is it? Their week-long first fundamentals part from Coach U, and passed the PCC the first time, which was fabulous and gave me confidence, gave me a lot of marketing appeal, I think. And I hired my coach, who I've had for probably 8 years, through Coach U, through that program. She was one of the teachers of it. And I think having a coach and then also having my PCC helped me market coaching, because how can you sell something if you don't believe in doing it yourself?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and then getting my MCC was not as easy. I will admit that I actually passed the recorded part of the exam right away, but the first time I took the oral exam, I had just had surgery, but I didn't want to pass on getting the exam because I had waited a year to get it because there was a backup at that time. So I took it on Vicodin and didn't pass it, ended up taking it 6 times and got it this year. So for those of you who, I just want to encourage people to keep taking it because it's worth it. And it really has been great for marketing and for my confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I know, Donna, when we spoke before the call about your background, that you also have created a great way to get some passive income mm-hmm. with a side business that's also supporting you. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yes, and then I want to come back and also talk about the affiliate program for the LinkedIn videos. But I've always believed in having multiple income streams, and I did that way before I was even a coach. But I believe us as coaches that we only can do so many coaching hours a day because of the high level of focus and energy it takes. So we need to have other things that we do. And so the first product that I ever developed was called Happy Scent. And you can go over to the website. It's www.happyscent.com. That's HAPPYSCENT.com. And I want to say that the products that I've developed have come out of coaching, both the LinkedIn videos and this product. And this product is a personal aromatherapy that you can carry with you wherever you go and use it when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling negative or tired or you just need to calm down a little bit. And this is amazing, and I'll tell you what products can do for you is the reason I created it was I was doing a talk on how to shift your thoughts from negative to positive thinking. And somebody raised their hand and said, but I can't burn a candle at my desk at work. And those oils are too messy for me to use in my car when I'm in traffic. And I just went on this crazy quest to develop Happy Scent, some way to have portable scent therapy that you just use in the moment and then you put it away. And this cute little product that I've created has gotten me quoted in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and it got me on E! Entertainment Channel. And you can see on the website that there's clips of me being interviewed about Happy Scent on E! Entertainment Channel.
Wow.
So any questions about the product?
I don't have any specifically about the product, but what I'm hearing is both what you did with LinkedIn and with this with the Happy Scent product is you really identified a need and developed a really specific niche way to address it. And I think that's a really exciting, that's also a marketing strategy in itself.
Yes, it is. And don't think this stuff is easy. It's a lot of work. And it looks like such a simple little product, but there's so many decisions and so many things I had to do to get this launched. It's amazing. But it has brought me so many wonderful things. And people, you know, call me and email me with things like, you know, a little girl that was having chemotherapy and the scent reminded her of home. And so she was able to get through it. A lot of therapists use this product for safe place work, and a lot of coaches use it for safe place work and calming as well. And I do have a safe place kit. If you click over onto safe place kit, you'll see an explanation of the safe place kit where you, if you do work with clients in person, you can have them test different scents and see which one works for them to create a safe place. But the other thing is that I wanted products that could help people, help coaches, and help coaches coach. So I think I've done that with both products as well.
That's really, what a great idea and very exciting. And it is a really, as you said earlier, it's a really great use of right brain, left brain activity.
Yeah.
So that you're really fueling both parts of your life with this, which is great.
Yeah, so I feel more fulfilled. And, you know, you and I talked before the call about the fact that we can't, if we work as coaches hour for hour, in other words, we can coach for an hour and get paid for an hour, we're not scalable. And what that means is we can never make more than what we charge for an hour. But with something like this, not only can we make more than, you know, what we make for an hour, you know, hour for hour, but also we're touching more people. And to me, that was important, was also not to just touch the, you know, 20 to 30 people at a time that I can coach, but to touch more people and help more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
So, and the other thing that so with this, you know, coaches can use this to give to their clients to build a relationship and something, you know, it's a little reminder of you. And then with the LinkedIn videos, I've even gone one step further and I have an affiliate program now for the Get LinkedIn videos. So you can get it for yourself, but you can also recommend it to your clients and make a little money. And I'll tell you that the affiliate program pays 25% of the sale. So the video program, which includes 18 videos and I think 5 ebooks and 6 weekly emails that tell you what to do, that costs $198. And for coaches that sell it, you get 25% of it. So you can just set up an affiliate on your website and make a little extra money on the side, and that makes it easy for you. And I also wanted to say that I'm offering a $50 discount to the ICF Phoenix listeners. And so if you do purchase the videos, you can type in ICF Phoenix, and that's in all caps, and click update, and you'll save $50. And in addition, I'll send out to you a special ebook that I made for coaches on how to use LinkedIn. And so you'll get a special ebook and you'll get a discount if you purchase the program. And that actually got developed because this video program got me associated with Choice Magazine, the coaches magazine. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I've actually cross promotion because Happy Sun is being promoted in Choice Magazine, the current current issue, although they spelled it wrong, so there's going to be a correction next month. But there's no S at the end, it's just Happy Scent. Mm-hmm. But with Choice, I've done a teleseminar with them twice, and they've been some of the highest attended telecourses that they've given. And
wow.
So it's funny how, you know, these courses or these, you know, e-products or any product also gets you out in the world more and gets you more mm-hmm. exposure and more credibility.
That's really true. Yeah.
So do you go ahead.
That I assume that wasn't your original motivation for doing this, but you kind of have adapted it like you've adapted many other parts of your business here.
Yes, I had no idea.
Yeah. But you clearly had some good instincts about this. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Totally,
so, Donna, I think this is Catherine. I think you were going to say something. What did you want to say?
Oh, I just was going to ask you if you wanted any questions about how to do your own products or, you know, anything like that.
Well, I was just with the reason I was late to join our call. I had engaged Debbie Allen, a local Phoenix speaker who has a phenomenal branding program, and I had hired her in June to help me. And we were talking about workbooks, and she said she thought workbooks were passé, that she thinks that we should just do e-books. I'd be curious to know about the books with the videos inserted versus, you know, the e-books versus the free white papers. Have you had any experience with coaching people or helping people turn their intellectual property into revenue that way?
Yes, and let me ask for a clarification. Are you talking about the difference between having a hard copy that you mail out versus an electronically delivered product?
Yes.
That's
the first question.
Yes.
And then of those, you know, based on that answer, you know, which direction do you recommend people go?
Yes. Let me tell you this. The LinkedIn videos, by the way, are not mailed out. You watch them online. The e-books go out to you in an email, and there's a huge advantage to doing electronic delivery versus physical product delivery. With HappyScent, it's a lot of work. You know, at times we hire people, but it's a lot of work to mail that out and
right.
to package it and to build it and all that
right.
kind of stuff. And, you know, it's never gotten big enough where we've, you know, created a production facility or anything like that. We did, you know, we've been approached for large amounts at different times. And in fact, even from Jenny Craig, the weight loss company, which, again, I don't know how this comes to me, but it's amazing. But having an electronically delivered product means that once you're done with it, there's a lot less work to do. And that's really the ideal. And I don't know if you've read the book, The 4-Hour Work Week.
No.
But it's a great book. But in it, he talks about that it's really great to have a product that costs around $50. That if you have a product that costs, you know, more than that, you don't get as many sales. And if you have a product that costs less than that, there's so many sales that it creates more complication in your life. And so I actually have played around with pricing, and pricing is a very difficult issue in and of itself. But just the idea of having an electronically delivered product is wonderful. There is just so much work to do the other. As far as workbook versus ebook, you know, if I were to do a tangible product that was an information product, I would do both. If I was going to do tangible, I would do the e-product and have a printed product. But there's a lot of work involved in getting something set up to print, and then you have to make a big enough run that it's worth the, you know, printing it, so there's an investment. Not that there's not an investment in building a website to sell something, because there is, but my recommendation is to go electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah, and you can make an e-product be a workbook. You know, a lot of my e-products that are in development are workbooks. It's just that it's delivered electronically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Very nice.
So I think that's what she's getting at. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to give some of the mistakes I've made, because I think that would be helpful to listeners.
Yes.
One is, for example, my Get LinkedIn Now website, I'm completely rebranding. And what I've learned is simpler is better. And so the version that's going to come out in about a month is going to be much simpler than this. You know, I've definitely made money with this and I've sold with it, but I've just learned that less is more, and, you know, that you really want to have a lot of white space and less information and so forth. There's a lot of stuff about, you know, online marketing. And by the way, I had mentioned Suzanne Moosers, who's in your area, and she's fabulous with that. So you need to have somebody, you know, kind of helping you with that. And she's helped me a lot, and I would probably get even more help. The other thing is you don't have to do it all yourself. And there's ways to get very inexpensive help. Right now I have two bloggers who, like, the blogs I dictate or give ideas, they write them and then I edit them, and that makes it a lot faster. And they put them up and they put the pictures up. I have a computer guy that does maintains the three websites, and I'm changing things all the time with that. I usually have a virtual assistant, and I've tried some in India and the Philippines as well as in the United States. And so, and actually the best thing that's worked for me is getting interns from colleges. So, you know, you don't have to do it all yourself. And I'm crazy because I tried to do too much.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. We
have such a wealth of experience and information. Just even taking all this in that you've mentioned on the call is really quite a great gift. So are there any other little hints you'd like to give people before we have to end our call today?
Yes. I think for marketing electronic products, giving teleseminars has been an incredible way to market. The other way is to search engine optimize, and you're going to need some experts to do that. Affiliate programs are great, and I wouldn't go for such a big project like what I went for to cover all of LinkedIn. You know, I haven't covered the advanced features, but I've covered all of the basics. And so if you're going to create your own information product, I would keep it simpler. But I would also niche it, and, you know, part of what I'm going to do in the long term is have, you know, LinkedIn for accountants and LinkedIn for recruiters and a LinkedIn for coaches and so forth. So niching will make it easier to market. And I knew that, and somehow I still went down this road. I don't know. Sometimes we get sucked into a project and it takes us over. Have perseverance. And if you don't have perseverance, it's not going to work, because you have to keep trying different things. And, you know, the first thing you try won't work.
Okay. All right. So do that one quickly and get it over with. Is that it?
Yeah. No, you still have to go through it and all the birthing pains. And
I was afraid you might say that, but
yeah. There's no quick, easy path, that's for sure. And you know, I learned that. I grew up with my dad, who wrote 30 books, and there is no quick, easy path to anything. So, I learned, you know, you have to work really hard, and you have to keep learning and modifying, and eventually hit it.
And
I do want to remind everyone that you do have the discount on the LinkedIn videos. So if you put in ICF Phoenix, you'll get the $50 discount on the videos.
And can Donna, you remind people again how to reach you?
Yes, Donna at DonnaShilder.com. Also, I would love to invite everyone to send me a link request. I would love to be linked to all the coaches that listen to this program. And the phone number to call me is 562-434-7822. I also have a Twitter. I tweet regularly on LinkedIn. It's called Get LinkedIn Now. I have a Facebook page that's called Get LinkedIn Now. And my coaching website is DonnaShilder.com, and I love coaching people to launch their information products and also to build their own practices. So the DonnaShilder.com will tell you more about the different types of coaching that I do. And I'm going to be putting up some coaching phone calls. When I was getting ready for my MCC, I couldn't find any calls out there where I could listen to somebody that where it had been noted that it was MCC level call material. And so I'm going to be putting some of those up as an example for people as well.
Wow, that's great. That's really great, Donna. Catherine, do you have any final questions for Donna?
No, but I just wanted to express my gratitude to both of you. Thank you, Tamara, for hosting today. I believe that Tamara is actually a better host than me, a better interviewer, so I'm always grateful to get to listen to you. You share your expertise in interviewing for these important Blog Talk Radio shows. And then, Donna, thank you so much for your extraordinary wisdom. I came in late, and so is it DonnaShilder.com where we go to get the $50 discount?
Oh, actually, Get LinkedIn Now is where you're going to get the videos. It's
So
it's Get and then LinkedIn Now. So Get LinkedIn Now, there's two N's in a row. And there you're going to be able to get a complete program on how to use LinkedIn, 18 videos. It'll talk about your network, your profile, groups, recommendations, and you'll get ebooks, and you get a one-pager for your desk with all the tips on how to do everything on LinkedIn. And I make it so easy, and you can tell I'm not scary, so I also kind of, you know, push you along and say, okay, well, now we got that done, so let's go in and do this part. And I've broken it into very short videos. They're 2 to 6 minutes long, and or 2 to 8 minutes long. And then also the six-week e-course, you get reminders on what to do. And within 6 weeks, you'll have a fantastic LinkedIn profile and a lot of people in your network.
Great.
This has just been fabulous, particularly focused on coaching and how we can do this as coaches. And you also make it sound very believable. So I really appreciate that.
You can do it. You can do it.
Yes.
And I would love to come back sometime. There's tons more I'd love to talk about. So keep that in mind. And thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity and this wonderful, wonderful program.
Well, that's great. Catherine and I have really enjoyed being with you, and thank you for your generosity in sharing all of this and for your tidbits from my side. I'm really grateful.
Yes. And, Tamara, this is Catherine. I wanted to acknowledge Dr. Anna Malikan that does our production of this phenomenal radio show and has gotten us up to over 4,500 listeners in the last few shows. So thank you, Anna, for all of those good efforts that you do. And then I also want to mention that we're going to have Alan Milam with us on Friday, November 16th at 2 p.m. Mountain Time at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then on December 14th, we're going to have my longtime coach, Cindy Reinhardt, who's Alan and Cindy are both master certified coaches, and Cindy's going to be talking about energy leadership. So thanks, Tamara, for letting me throw in that plug.
No, that's fabulous. I'm glad you reminded us of upcoming calls. And you can also go back and listen to any of these calls in the library. So please stay with us, even if you can't be with us in person today. Thank you all very much, Catherine, Donna, and Anna, and I'm wishing you all a very, very interesting Halloween and a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. So we'll be with you in November with Catherine and again in December. So thanks a lot for being with us out in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is Tamara Stark. Goodbye.
Goodbye.